Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. May I invite Mr. Lank or Mr. Abbott or our esteemed counsel to offer anything for the good of the order or anyone else?
Mr. Wheatley, I just have a question regarding the Delingo Townsend RV application. We deferred it for the TIS study to go to Deltot. At the public hearing, the applicant indicated they had already supplied the TIS to Deltot. This has been suspended, well, with the record open, what, for how long? I don't know.
It was anticipated that we'd have a response by March 15th.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a response yet.
You know, I think it's unfair to the applicant and the public and everybody in the commission to have this hanging out there for this length of time. And, you know, what I would suggest is maybe we can get Mr. Robinson to draft a polite letter to say, hey guys, you know, we're waiting with bated breath here. The public's waiting. The applicant's waiting. You know, what's the holdup? And see if we can't maybe move things along a bit.
Yeah, we can do that through the staff. Staff can do it.
Whatever works is fine with me.
I'll do it anyway. I've been wanting to write for
I just think that, you know, everybody put a lot of energy on both sides of the issue. I'm getting older. I might forget what went on. I know I'm going to have to listen to the tape again, and there's a few hours worth of work right there. And
the traffic impact study was submitted to, what I understand, the traffic impact study was submitted to Deltot. Deltot then reviewed it, and then Deltot forwarded it to their consultants, who reviews it and gives technical information related to that traffic impact study. And I don't know that Deltot's received it back from the consultants or if they're still in the review process. Hmm. But like I said, it wasn't, we hadn't understood it was supposed to be by March 15th, but we haven't seen it.
We're well beyond that date, so.
Right, almost into April, right? And I'll write that to, I'll write to Mr. Brockenbrow, who's our normal contact person as far as information and responses, and I'll ask him what the status of the report is.
And you can reassure him that despite what the letter said, that we didn't need to consider the traffic impact study as part
right,
of the zoning.
Right, he gave us a comment like that, sort of.
Yep, that we do.
Lacking a positive response that it's en route or something, maybe they can give you a projected date that they
right.
think it might be.
I asked for the status and kind of date for response.
Thank you.
I guess you could go, if you decide that they go back to the original letter where they didn't require it, you could go to a certain point and say, well, you're not responding, we're going to go ahead and book.
I think it was a big issue for the public. I think it's a big responsibility for the state. They've gone through the trouble of doing the study.
We've had quite a few calls requesting status.
We'll have an answer. Yeah.
Anything else to give the order?
I have kind of a situation. I don't think it's a county thing. Correct me, Mr. Lank, but the Waters Run subdivision, which we gave approval to, they have, and the sewer has been run down that road. I was speaking with the project manager. They have probably 10 or 12 houses that are under roof, basically ready to go to settlement, but they have no central water. And when I asked him, I said, well, geez, I thought maybe you were on well. And he said, no, we're supposed to get artesian water. And they're going to end up with, well, they have right now probably 10 or 12 houses. I don't know exact count. And they're like ghost houses because no loans are going to close, no nothing's going to happen to these homes. Artesian, I don't believe, is making any strides to bring the water down that roadway. Am I correct that this isn't really a county issue because we hold the bond?
I haven't heard that complaint.
You haven't heard that complaint, yeah.
But it would be that there it's a issue with the artesian and the developer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more of a contractual one.
Correct, yes.
And they won't get certificates of occupancy unless they've got water. So,
right.
But
right.
Yeah, I'm not
but
sure.
I mean, it's going to be kind of an ugly thing with these houses if they sit for a couple of years and don't go because some have been under construction.
That area where that's located is developing. It's been pretty ongoing. There wasn't a big stall, a little bit of a stall, not a big one.
Yeah.
Projects around it are still ongoing. A couple other projects almost immediately adjacent or just down the road from it that are getting ready to pursue their final approval so they can get started.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised. I hadn't heard that. You heard that, Shane?
No.
I haven't even had a whisper of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just repeating what the project manager said. He works for Ryan Holmes, and he's like, he asked me, he said, when are we getting water? And I said, well, you know, county doesn't do the water. That's Artesian. And he said, well, I thought maybe they put it down when they were running the sewer down that road. And
well, it's possible they could have, but I don't
know. They didn't.
No.
Because it's got to be 10 feet away, and anyhow, there's that.
Mr. Chairman,
mm-hmm.
For the benefit of the commission, I'm not certain yet, but I may not be here on May 20th.
Well, who's going to read 14.5?
Yeah, the acting vice chair.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to pick?
Anything else to go to?
No.